everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here again to do some instantaneous healings with you. And this will be done, by the light beings from the light ship. This is your first incarnation on the light ship, and after this, they'll be going into their next different reality, leaving the light ship to go and do their conscious living like we are doing here. So there's many beings there. If you wish, you can go down and scroll on our page here. This is what I'd like you to do. And get the light being in front of you, and we'll be activating her during the show. So just click on the show on Wednesday night if you like. Creation Light Ship Healings or any of the other nights, they're all the same information. And then if you want to go on Fast Chat, just scroll down, and you're going to see this beautiful light being about an inch and a half up, down on your scroll bar. And underneath her face, it'll say BBS Fast Chat, and click on that. And this is the way that we can communicate with you very easily during the whole show here without having people calling in and disturbing some of the healings that we do. Some people are afraid to do that. I've had that on email. So this is a nice, easy way to do this. So, Sylvia, are you there?
I'm here, and welcome, everyone. This is our week where we're talking about walking with your spirit. And our subject for today is consciously communicating with your divine spirit. And unfortunately, probably most people do not really consciously communicate with their spirit. And so we're asking the question is, what does it really mean to communicate with your spirit? And I think one thing interesting about that is that in life, before you talk to somebody or communicate with somebody, you first have to recognize that they're there. And once you have done that, then you can begin a dialogue with them. And consciously recognizing and acknowledging the divine spirit within us, we can then begin to really communicate with our spirit and start to receive the guidance that our spirit can give us to go through life and also provide a conduit for all healing to occur. And as you've probably no doubt experienced, when you go through life without any input from your spirit, it's a very painful and miserable state to be in. Because the spirit provides us with all of our life force energy, and it's really our connection to the source, the source of our creation. So we're going to talk a lot about that tonight. People have asked and emailed us about how they can deepen their spirit connection, how they can communicate more with their spirit, how they can listen, and how they can hear. Some people have trouble maybe hearing the voice of their spirit. So we'll talk about all those things in between the beautiful healings that Ron will be doing with us with the light ship tonight. So, Ron, over to you to get us started for the night, and maybe we can talk about what is our divine spirit and our true nature.
Okay. So basically, we're made of spirit. We're all kind of aware of that. That's inside of our head. But most people never connect. As I go out to the different expos that I go to, you start talking about spirit, and then you ask people, well, have you actually talked to your spirit? And most people give me a funny look, like, you know, of course I do. And I said, well, do you go into your heart? They go, no, I just ask information in my head, and I get it from my spirit, or I get it from my guides, or what to do. Well, that is not your spirit talking to you. And so, remember, guides could also be entities. So we live in a realm here of a lot of mind control, and the mind control that we live in is just ways to separate us out from our spiritual divinity. And unfortunately, this control of the mind, mind and the science of the mind, you know, the way people kind of revert to this and how you can control energies with your mind consciousness. And then also in the same sentence, they'll say that this is the mind of God that you're using. Well, the mind of God really isn't mind. So they sort of like merge these two energies together. And your actual spirit energy is love energy. And then they also integrate the emotions of love, which is not the divine. Because when you really feel the divine energy, it's not a clinging type of love. It's a love that permeates everything, because everything is creation energy. And you really cannot feel love energy from the divine. what you're going to be sensing, though, as a feeling, I'm kind of like talking backwards here. It's not like a love clinging type of energy where you're going to be melting. It's an energy of stillness. And in this quietness that you're feeling is where you can communicate to the divine, and the divine can communicate back to you. And since everything is created out of the same energy, there's no judgment on any creation that it created. And so this is where you want to get to in that consciousness of just being in the flow of the energy. So that's the difference between the heart energy, which the light ship uses to do its creations with and its healings, versus mind energy, which so many people think is your spirit talking to them when they go inside of their head. This is why it's so important to drop into your heart center to get this information. So we'll do a little exercise here. We're going to first do a chakra alignment for everyone, and then we'll drop you into your heart center so you can be in that place of the stillness, so you're able to then perceive your spirit that's inside of you so you can connect with your spirit. So here we go. We're going to go to your heart center. We're going to open this up right now. So there we go. Moving it around. Perfect. We'll open it in about a minute from now. And here we go. Throat chakra, great. Third eye, great. We have a wonderful group tonight. Very alert. Power chakra, a little bit of energy there. We have to shift on some people here. There we go. A little bit more, please. Perfect. Second chakra and first chakra. Wonderful. So just sit back and relax. The light ship will do all these healings for you. Nothing for you to do or think about. Just showing up is all that has to be done. So here we go. Heart chakra, I'll use the word spin to open it up, and we normally go body with everybody. So here we go. Spin, 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 a couple heart chakras reversed here. They probably have relationship trouble, so their hearts are turned backwards to ward off energies of distress or pain. So here we go. I'm going to move the heart chakra around again for the ones that had it backwards. There we go. Perfect. Okay, heart chakra again. Spin, spin, open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. Power chakra, solar plex area, spin, 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 open. And second chakra, your creativity. Spin, 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 open. And first chakra, spin, 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 open. There we go. And you should feel a little more energy in your body now. And we're going to do that drop down from your consciousness. We'll just say your head down into your heart. So you can just think of an elevator dropping down 10 floors. So here we go. 10th floor is your head, dropping your consciousness down to your heart center so you can communicate with your spirit. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Do it two more times. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, you should feel a little different. You should feel like your thoughts, you're actually listening to me now from your heart center. This is where your spirit resides. Does not reside in your head, resides in your heart. So this is where you want to connect to. This is the teachings of Jesus, to go into your heart to connect to the divine. And the divine is not outside of yourself. So you want to connect to yourself. And we'll put some music on here. And this energy is very subtle. And you have to kind of open a door in a sense and kind of walk in. So we're going to do that for you now. So what I'd like you to do is kind of visualize kind of like you have your hand out in front of you, like a handshake. And we're going to have your spirit now connect with your hand. And it's going to slowly pull you into your heart center. And I'll just count to five for this process here. So one, two, three, four, and five. There we go. Now you're inside of your sacred space in your heart. And just kind of sit back and relax and just ask your spirit to communicate with you. It'll normally be the same voice inside of your head that you normally have always had, but you're going to feel that it's coming out of the center of your body. and just do this connection now, and we'll see you back in a few minutes here. And ask for guidance. Ask for the healing that you'd like to have. Ask for some sacred information. Or whatever you'd like to ask, ask your spirit. This is your divine connection of who you are.
Oh, it's wonderful, and you know, I really appreciate that heart centering, and you know, the message of going within. And I was thinking about how we are all taught as children in this world. I bet you could probably count on the fingers of one hand the number of times you were told as you were growing up that you should go within for your answers, and that your connection to your spirit was through your heart, that all the answers you could ever need in your life would be found from that connection to the divine, to your spirit. You know, I know that that's something I wasn't told, and we live in a world that's kind of full of false teachings. We're always being told to go, you know, to this source and that source outside of us, to pray to things outside of us. And it's really a completely different message here that you're bringing us, Ron.
Yes, and that's the whole teaching is to go within. Like I say, you just need one book in your library with one page, and that'll say go within. And that's all that you really are required to have, except, you know, we have, our mind is very busy figuring things out, and sometimes we need to go down a different path to finally get back to that one book. So hopefully you didn't spend too much money, you know, on your searching, you know, to find out that the highest teachings that are out there is to go within. And then that's where all your answers are. So what we can do now is, let me see here. We'll do some entity work with people. That seems to be what people love to have done, too. So we're going to take away these entities. They come into your consciousness. Come into your body, attached to your body, on your skin in a sense, and start absorbing your spiritual energy from you. Remember, you're their kind of their food source here. And they need to have a body to live in or to live with in order to still survive. So these are just, you know, part of the energies that we deal with down here. There's other ones, too, that I can have a whole program on that attach to us. But basically, these are the ones that we can talk about easily here. And so they're being released from you now, and we're going to bring more of your spirit back to you. Remember, we have to clear and cleanse your spirit before it comes back. These are the different fragments that came up in each moment of time that you have this experience here of life. And if you're in pain and trauma or fear, anger, anything like this, then since your spirit is only love energy and it can only relate to love, then at that point it leaves you. And naturally, when you have a vacuum, entities will come in because they love to do this, and they want this experience with you, and because you have their life force energy. So here we go. I'll count to 10 as more of you come back into your body properly. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And do some more clearing. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And great. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And you're all feeling pretty good. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So we're going to do a little exercise here, and the exercise will be having your spirit come in through your feet. That normally comes in through your heart and maybe your crown chakra. So as it comes in through your feet, you're going to feel your legs kind of tingle. You're going to feel a little heavier, typically, and you're going to have more healing abilities in the lower parts of your body. So here we go. We're going to just come out of our body gently here and come back into our bottom of our feet and up our ankles and legs, knees. There we go. Solar plexus, and now we're in. Now we're going to come out again and come back in. And you may feel a little dizzy possibly. Out and in and 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 out and in. One more time here, out and in. Okay. So what we're going to do now is make sure that you're in your body properly. So we're going to take you out and make sure everything is in perfect alignment with all your spiritual bodies, and you're going to come back in again. So here you're coming in. There we go. If anyone felt a shift in their body energy, that was because your spirit was not in your body properly. It can be upside down, turned sideways, many different ways. So, you know, you want to come in right so that you can always have your perfect spiritual connections. Another thing that we're going to do on this show right now is we're going to deal with the timing. So remember, we did this before and people really felt a big difference. And people become kind of anxious and they look at the future to, say, manifest something with their mind energies, and that puts you into a time that's in the future. Other people may live in the past and then their mind's in the past. So we're going to put you now into the moment with your spirit, okay? Because you don't want to be anything but in the moment. So what we're going to first do is for the people who are in the past, we're going to bring you into this moment. So this may not affect you personally if you're in the future. So this is the past first here. So we're going to go back, we'll go back a month here. So we'll go back 1 week at a time. So here we go. We're going to bring you from the fourth week now to the third. There we go. Perfect. And the third to the second. Good. And the second to the first. Good. Now we're a week away. Now we're going to bring you into the moment. Perfect. So if you felt a shift in energy, you were living in the past. Now we're going to go to the people who are living in the future in the same process. So we're going to go 1 week in the future, 4 weeks out, and go back now to the third week. There we go. Perfect. Back one more week, second week. Good. And first week. Good. And now we're going to go into this present moment. Good. There we go. So again, if you felt a shift, it means that you're not living in the now. You're living somewhere else. And when you live somewhere else, this is one way that you can get stuck into parallel lives. So you don't want to do that. You want to be in the moment, having everything with you at this present time. So what else would you like to do, Sylvia?
Well, we do have a question on the fast chat from Raquel, and she's asking, how can I keep myself clear of entities?
The main thing is to keep in your body all the time. Which might be easy words to say. If you get angry, you're out, so you want to call your spirit back to you. So you're always continuously calling yourself back into your body. So that's the first thing. We're going to do an exercise right now to help everybody to get into their bodies more. And this exercise I've done a few times. People love it. So what you want to do is kind of put your hands together in front of you, like you're going to be doing some prayers, okay? And but move your hands apart, maybe a foot, maybe even more than a foot. And now move your hands slowly inward, and you're going to start to feel this invisible ball pressure, like a spring. This is not a mental exercise. It's just a feeling exercise. You're going to feel that your body will start to react to this here, and it'd be like compressing a big spring, okay? And so as you feel this energy, what you're going to be doing is an affirmation out loud. And if we could ask you, Sylvia, if you could please maybe just jot down the affirmation in the fast chat, which is, I now increase my life force energy. And you can go on this if you want to read it later. Just go to underneath the light beam picture. Just click on BBS Fast Chat, and it will show up there. So what you want to do is say this affirmation out loud. And this will bring more of your spirit into your body. And we're going to do this 10 times, and I'll just start it off here. And each time you say it, move your hands further apart, and then come in again. And you're going to find that this invisible charge in front of you of energy will be increasing probably about 6 inches at a time each time you say it. And after the 10th time, your hands should be straight out alongside of you. Your arms will be. So here we go. So I now increase my life force energy. Now we'll say it again. Move your hands apart. I now, and bring them in. I now increase my life force energy. Hands apart more and bring them in. I now increase my life force energy. And the same process, hands apart and come in. I now increase my life force energy. 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 And one more time. I now increase my life force energy. So like I suggest, do this maybe 10 times a day, whatever. You have to say it out loud to train your body. And it just takes a minute or two to do. It's very quick, as you can see. And after about a week of time of doing this here, your body will be pre-programmed, and you can just do it without saying these words, because it might be harder to do in the workplace as you're around people, and they may think you might be nuts by saying something like this here. So just, once you catch on and train your body, then you can charge up very easily. And this is really good for people who are in the any kind of profession where they're dealing with people one-on-one all the time, maybe touching people, massage practitioners, maybe doctors, nurses. And remember, when you go into somebody's energy field, they will transfer their pain to you typically because you're not charged up enough, and your body will naturally resonate with those areas to help to heal them and also take on the energy. Remember, in the energy systems, like attracts like. And so this is why most practitioners who work with people, if they don't charge up, they'll end up having physical problems afterwards. And the old saying is, years and years ago, I heard this off and on, that a lot of the healers, when they turn about 50, they actually die of all the illnesses that they've worked with in the people that they've worked on. And this is because they're not charged up enough, and they have so much empathy that they keep working and working, and the body takes out these illnesses. So I'm sure you don't want to do that. So just charge up. If your body width or less, don't touch anybody. Charge up so you're fully charged. If your body width or less, you're going to be giving away your own divine spirit energy to somebody else. And, that is okay if you wish to do that, but you probably don't want to do it. So always charge up. So where are we from here, Sylvia?
No, I was curious. One time, I think on a prior show, we had a listener who was also asking about how to release entities from themselves. And you mentioned another affirmation, which I believe was, I now release any energy that does not belong to me.
Yep, you said it right. Yeah, that's correct. So we can do that one if you like.
Okay, and I'll type that one.
So you want to do it, Sylvia?
What's that?
Or you want me to do it?
Go ahead, and I'll type it in for people as well.
Okay. So what we can say now is out loud, I now release all energies that do not belong to me. So we'll say this about 10 times. So we'll say it in unison here. I now release all energies that do not belong to me. I now release all energies that do not belong to me. I now release all energies that do not belong to me. I now release all energies that do not belong to me. I now release all energies that do not belong to me. I now release all energies that do not belong to me. A few more times. I now release all energies that do not belong to me. I now release all energies that do not belong to me. That'd be a good little song, so you guys can practice that one. So what you're doing is you're saying these words, you know, just words. Remember, words make up sentences. And what are you really saying? Well, the now, you say you're in the now, so you're commanding your spirit to help you, okay? So the I now means that it's you inside of your heart helping you. And then you're doing the command. Remember, all healings are commands. It's very important to realize that. When you go into a healing mode, doing healing, you have to put your whole self forward into this process in order to do the healing. You have to have 100% belief in doing this. If you notice on all my shows, when I start commanding the energy or bringing energies in, it's not a asking, it's not a wishing, it's not please will this be done, it's a command. And I'm taking my whole faith of who I am, my spirit, and doing these healings, okay? You may, if you go back in the archives, if this is the first time on the show, or if you've been with me for a while, you notice that this is how it works. And I know that this is going to work as I do these for you. So I have no doubt whatsoever. If I had 1% of doubt or just a little bit of doubt, I wouldn't even be doing this show, believe me. So this show has so much potential for everybody in the healings that if I had any doubt at all, you know, I wouldn't be able to do this whatsoever. So here we go. We're going to energize this light beam, okay? And like I said, scroll down on your screen. You're going to see a beautiful light beam in front of you. And this is one of the light beams from the Creation Light Chip. And these light beams do take physical form. All dimensions have physicality. And so when you're on the light chip in your physical form, you're actually seeing one of these beings like this one here working with you. So we're going to ask her to come in. And she's now coming in right now to this picture. This one happens to be Janina. So she's the commander of the light chip. So she's going to come in today. And here she comes. So you're going to start to see the vibration of the colors change around her a little bit. You may just want to blink your eye maybe once every couple seconds if you like, or just turn your head away and look back at it. And you can just kind of shift your head back and forth. And she's about half charged up right now. You'll see the rays change colors a little bit, become more pronounced in their color frequencies. You'll see her eyes become brighter. And you can actually see her physical face, the portrait, lift off the screen on your monitor a little bit here as she becomes more three-dimensional. Okay, there we go. Perfect. So you can ask for a healing now if you like. She'll do some healing work with you. And you may feel your room getting activated with this nice divine spiritual energy. The light ship only works heart to heart. They don't work mind to mind. They always work through the heart. And the way the mind works in this process is that the heart then connects to the mind, and the heart controls the mind for manifestations. And this is the difference between the light ship healings, heart healings, versus just the mind doing it on its own. The mind is very powerful. But as you notice, some mind healings, or at least, in fact, probably all mind healings are using the energies to manipulate energies, which is not a good thing to do. I'm sure I'm going to have some people kind of balking at that. But most of the New Age teachings are mind control. And if you look at mind control, it's all under the umbrella of basically doing things against someone else's free will or creating something and bringing it to you. So another way of saying it is like, you know, we know about black magic and sorcery and witchcraft. It's taking some energy and trying to control it for your own personal good. And what you're doing then is you're causing stuff to be out of frequency according to your own wishes and wills, and it's not a good thing to do. And just thinking of people projecting energy to them is also the same type of sorcery energy, mind control energy. This is why people have psychic attacks. So in fact, we'll have the energy, the light being come with us here in the room, and you can feel the energy through your heart. And we're going to take you out of mind control energy now. But first, what we're going to do is eliminate from you psychic attacks. So you might say, well, I don't think I have that done to me, or I don't do that to other people. And we're going to give you an experience here where you're going to actually feel your body change. So we're going to take away from you in the last month people that have projected their thoughts onto you, which can cause illness and harm, just disharmony with you, okay? So here we go. We're going to go one month back, so 4 weeks back, and we're going to release these energies. I'll count to 10. Just feel your body energy now. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Here we go. Now we're going to go from 4 weeks to 3 weeks. This is energies that have attacked you psychically, mind control energies. Have people thinking bad thoughts towards you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Or just people wanting you to do something that you normally would not do. Here we go. Third week to the second week. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And now we'll go from second week to first week. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And now we'll go from that time to right now to this moment. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There we go. You should probably feel a change in your consciousness as these energy cordings are leaving you. Remember, these cords can continuously suck energy out of you. It's a very negative situation when this happens. And it prevents you from connecting to your spirit because you're dealing with other energies that are not of love energy. So it kind of sidesteps you. So this is stuff that people have done to you. And now we'll go further and we're going to do bring the energy back to you that you gave to someone else, either through mind control, the same process, maybe being angry at somebody. So we're going to bring back your energy to yourself here. So here we go, from 4 weeks out. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 3 weeks, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is regaining your spiritual energy back. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There you go. Now you're in the moment with your energy. So you should feel a change too. And remember, this, these energies can actually harm people as you project your thoughts out. Because remember, everybody's energy is unique, including the planet's energy. And so by projecting energy to anything, even though you think you're using your heart energy to do this, it doesn't always turn out that way. And you can be giving somebody energy that you're forcing them to take through mind projection, which has no resonance at all to them. And then they're filled full of gunk. You know, it's like a psychic attack. And so that's not a good thing to do. This is why it's always good not to do healings that are outside of yourself, projecting energy outside of yourself to something, because that's something that you're projecting it to, cannot use your energy. So, and it's not the divine energy, because the source that you're dealing with already has divine energy going to it. So you want to just stay in your heart and run the energy, you know, into yourself and hold your heart energy with you. There are people who may say, well, I do Reiki energy. Is that bad? No, you're not really using your mind to do the energy. You're just using your heart energy, and that is bringing in the divine energy for healing. So there's a big difference there. When you start projecting energy, then that's where the problem is. I have seen healers out there just come one step further who are like up on the stage and the audience maybe has 500 people in it. And somebody walks up to the stage who has an illness, and the speaker says, okay, come here. I want everybody in the audience to give me their energy. And then they ask you to step it up and to shoot more energy into them, into the healer. And the healer, like, is this big vacuum cleaner in a sense, and they suck all the energy up, and then they shoot it into the person. And the person can definitely have a healing because this energy is going to do with the intent of the healer. But there is fallout of most of these healings because all of a sudden the person is invaded with all these energies of everybody else in the room. And that's not you. And so it's much better to use the heart energy for healing like the light shift does. This is what we say is go to your heart. If you're going to do any kind of projections, just go to your heart and keep your mind out of it. So anything else on fast chat, Sylvia, that we need to comment on?
We have a question about whether or not it's helpful to brush the energies around us. I think that's referring to more entity clearing.
Yeah, that could be that, or it could be aura cleansing. You know, taking a shower is very good. And, yeah, everybody gets energies attached to them. Remember, this is a place where there's a lot of entities floating around. So, yeah, it's definitely hard to stay clear and clean. But it's not impossible, but you do have to keep doing maintenance on yourself. So you might want to do it maybe every few hours even. And you can do either those two affirmations I've just got through doing. That will help you all immensely to regain your spiritual energy back to yourself. And there's a lot of stuff out there that is beyond what I'm talking about now that I do healing work with also.
We have another question on the fast chat, which is regarding that affirmation, I now release all energies that do not belong to me. And the question is that also useful for psychic attacks and to cut cords we receive and send out?
Yes, that is true. That could help that. In fact, I'll do one other healing for everybody here. If you have somebody in your life that you don't like, or somebody who you want to get out of your life, it could be somebody in a past relationship, or let's just say that you are, we probably have, I would say mainly women listening to us, but we have men too, but we'll just pick on the female here. Maybe this female has had maybe six different relationships in her life, and somehow when she thinks about this male, you know, it makes her inside kind of twist, you know, and they're still connected maybe after 10 years. So we're going to just do a quick release here, and this is true for males too. So what I want you to do is just kind of visualize these people in front of you. And we're going to disconnect you now, chakra to chakra. So sixth chakra, and you're giving back and their energy to them. Sixth chakra, going from them, from you to them, going back. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Fifth chakra, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Fourth chakra, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Third chakra, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Second chakra, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And first chakra, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So you're now released from these people energetically. But now you have your link to them. This is energy that you gave them. So same process, energy being returned to you. So from their sixth chakra to yours, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Fifth chakra, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Fourth chakra, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Third chakra, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Second chakra, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And first chakra, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There. Now you should feel a little better, and now you're disconnected from these people. But this is like a maintenance program. You want to keep doing, reclaiming your own spiritual identity. This is why you want to be in the moment all the time, when you're in the past or in the present. When you're in the past and the future, not in the present. And that can cause havoc in your life because you don't have your connection to the divine, which is you. That's why time stops when you're in the moment. So the main thing is, like we're saying, is to go within to your spirit This is the most important thing that you can do. And this is why you're here, is to have your spirit work with your physical body, to do healings on it, and to allow this spiritual energy of the divine to express itself through your creations on this planet.
So let's talk for a little bit about how to recognize the voice of your spirit, to deepen that connection with that voice. You've told us about getting heart-centered, which is where we need to be when we go to our spirit for guidance. It should be in our hearts, not in our minds. But how about the aspect of actually being able to hear that voice, listen to that voice, respond to it, follow it, and trust and believe?
Okay, once you're in your heart center, we'll drop you down there again if you're not there. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Most of you feel pretty good. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And yes, we have a question here from Rachel here. About having the energy cleared. Yes, so automatically during this process that I just got through doing, that energy is cleared. If you do it yourself, you want to specify that. So, yes, you don't want to take in any bad Scoobies to yourself. So you want to have your own divine energy in neutrality as it comes back into you. So thank you, Rachel, for mentioning that. So here we are. We're in our heart center now. And you should feel like your heart has ears on it and it has lips. And so this is where your divine truth comes from. And what we're going to do now is just try to activate, ask your spirit to turn the volume up for you. And just kind of feel that presence and just see if your spirit will talk to you. Some people, it's a feeling more than, using your mind to try to look for it and fish it out, because it doesn't work that way. We're so used here of being in the mental energies that we try to mentalize a feeling and or emotion. And it's actually a voice that is in non-judgment and so quiet because the divine doesn't judge. So it's sometimes a little harder for people to understand this here. If you can't hear this voice, ask your spirit to show you a different way. And you need to ask your spirit to come forth in a different way. Maybe you might say, I don't hear you right now, but I want you to show up on in the newsprint, have maybe ads or different words or whatever's in the newspaper jump out at me for my information. You could ask to hear this in conversation with other people, having those words jump out at you. You could ask to have it brought to you in songs that you listen to. So there's all other different ways. But you really want to, at some point, work on going within continuously, like we're doing now, and having your spirit talk to you. Because you may be in a situation where there's no TV going on or no newspaper, and you're going to want to get your guidance. Now, your spirit will not go into your head. It doesn't belong there. It doesn't go there. That's a whole different energy system. Your spirit's in your heart. And so all your guidance is in your heart. So just sit back and relax now. And the light ship is bringing energy to you, opening up that channel more and more so you can have this small voice communicate with you. So just put some music on now and see how your connection goes for you. light being in front of you too for assistance. She will help you. Look into her eyes on your monitor. Wonderful for me. So, hope that you're all having this nice experience here, being in your heart. And like I said, you can ask the beautiful light being here on your monitor screen to help you with this process here. And we're now going to drop you into your heart center more here, just to make sure that you're in it fully. Do some more entity clearing now, and get you in your body more. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Getting rid of some entities here. Get more spirit, then we'll drop you into your heart. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There, you're getting charged up more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we're going to drop you into your heart center. So here comes the rest of you. So think of the elevator on your 10th floor, your waking consciousness, and your heart is number one. So here we go, 10th floor going down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There you go. Remember, this show is all about getting you into your body for the ascension process. If you're not in your body cannot ascend. This is what ascension is. It's taking your body with you. This is what Jesus demonstrated. So this is a way to have immortality, everlasting life, because you're able to go from one dimension to another in pure consciousness and remembering the last one. So what else do we have, Sylvia?
Well, you talked earlier about how the spirit can actually fragment off, like bits of the spirit will leave you due to pain and trauma and suffering and things like that. And then those spirit fragments have to be recalled. And I know that with healings that you do for the emotions, the clearings and so on, they can actually help make it more possible for the spirit to come more fully back to you, because the densities that were making it impossible for the spirit to be there are removed. So maybe we
can talk. Yes, that's correct. Yeah. So what I do, the most important clearing that I do for everybody is the emotional clearing. This takes away the densities that you've experienced in this lifetime. So I'll do a sample of this here. We have a few minutes to go here. So this healing, I charge $5 times your age. So if you're over 60, those years are free to you. So, you know, if you're 20, then it's $100. So it's a very, very, very good deal for you. And here we go. It'll definitely help everybody listening right now. So we're going to go from this point in time back to your last birthday. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. This is releasing emotional densities from your spirit, from your physical body, and from your emotional body, preventing you from being fully in your body. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. There we go. So if you would like to look at a situation in your life that's happened in the last couple of years, just kind of look at it. You don't want to mentalize it, but just look at it and just see how your body is responding to it. And it should look like somebody else's movie as you look at a situation that used to terrify you or make you possibly cry, make you get in fear, anxiety, anything that's happened to you that's was in effect in a negative situation in your life. Just look at it right now, and it should look very, very distant to you, like it's somebody else's movie. Like, oh, well, I can see it now and move on, and you can just kind of breathe now and look at it without being in fear. And this is an instantaneous healing. This one, now that we just got through doing, is probably about 90% done. So you should feel more in the moment right now. You should feel these pressures of these different energies around you released. And this is what I do to help people. I do other clearings too, but this one here is by far the most important one. So it looks like we got probably about 3 minutes left here. So I'll just say that we're having a special healing in a couple of weeks. It'll be the third Saturday. It's our special four-hour conference call. It starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. We do water charging. And it's just a wonderful healing experience. It's only $60. So a lot of people just love going on these calls because it's just so enlightening. It feels like about a half an hour goes by. And this will be on the 18th of next month. This month. We're already in next month. So the 18th. And you can enjoy this session here. Just give me an email and I'll just request a check from you or money order and give you the conference line phone numbers and you're ready to go. And if you want to do other healings, the light shift healings that I do are very reasonable also. It's only $20 for an hour shift healing. You're transported out of time in your physical body form. And you're there on the light ship walking and talking with these beautiful light beings, and they do healings with you. And that those calls are Friday and the Mondays, every Friday, Monday. They start at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time also. So we hope that all of you get on these calls because it's probably the highest form of spirituality you're going to be having on this planet that's a direct connection to the divine that created you. So people just love it. It just there's no way to explain the amount of healings that I've had over the years on this on these calls here, and the awakening of people and feeling the divine inside of themselves be expressed. So, anything else, Sylvie, that we need to talk about before we sign off here?
Well, I just wanted to mention that those conference calls that you do, especially that Ascension preparation call on the 18th, which is the four-hour long call. One of the most amazing things about that is that while you're on the Croatian light ship, you have this opportunity to really feel the resonance of your own divinity because that's where you were created. So it's like you're spending time not only with those amazing light beings and masters and saints, but you're actually getting to be there with your divine spirit and really deepen that connection so that when you're just going through your regular life, you feel that connection much more strongly than before you went to the ship. So it's a wonderful opportunity that ties right in with this theme of connecting and communicating with your spirit. So I hope to see all of you on that call. It's really wonderful. And hope to see you with us on Friday at 9 Pacific. We're going to continue our discussion of walking with your spirit. So until then, Much love to all of you.
Okay, and we'll bring in St. Germain right now for Troika. She'll be on next here, so if you want to stay on the line, the light beam will be energized also for about a half an hour, and here comes St. Germain for everybody. So here he comes from the light ship. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So blessings to everybody, and enjoy St. Germain and Troika's next show here. Blessings.
Night.
Driving to you.